Can't get enough of Rebel Girls? Well, luckily, the Rebel Girls app is now completely free. That's right. You can listen to the entire library of goodnight stories for Rebel Girls ad-free. Plus, check out the app's cool features, like activities, trivia, custom playlists, and more. All parent-trusted and kids-safe. Find out more at rebelgirls.com/audio and download the Rebel Girls app today. Thanks for listening.
We believe that stories are magic, so when we find a great one, we can't wait to share it. Far, far away on the planet Florp, a baby named Bobby Wonder was born. But his parents relocated the family to Earth right after the birth, so Bobby grew up having no idea he was an alien. Until his 10th birthday, that is. Can you imagine waking up on your birthday to find out that you can fly and talk to ducks? Created by a New York Times best-selling children's author and produced by the award-winning Go Kid Go team, Bobby Wonder is out of this world fun. Search for Bobby Wonder on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Hello again, Story Club members. I'm Ivy, your ghostly host with the most, and keeper of the strangest, spookiest tales on Earth. Today is another Ivy's Chilling Tale. This tale, Story Club members, goes out to my beloved listener, Charlotte Ehrenberg, who babysits two girls who love scary stories and wanted me to come up with a terrifying tale just for them. You know, I used to love my babysitter when I was smaller. Her name was Jennifer, and she always made popcorn in an actual machine, which I thought was so cool. Then she let me put far too much butter on it and share it with her. Yum. Anyway, Charlotte, the coolest babysitter ever, wrote to me at ivy@gokidgo.com requesting two tales. This is the first one, about a mysterious unicorn on a rainbow. It's a tale that I call Shadows Over Somber Shores. In the quaint little town of Somber Shores, where the wind always whipped in such a way that it sounded like shadows whispering, lived a group of children who were always in search of the peculiar. They called themselves the Oddball Club, and among them was Clara, a girl with an unyielding spirit and an insatiable curiosity about everything and anything mystical. One gloomy afternoon, as the clouds darkened the sky and the wind whispered its secrets, Clara and her oddball club friends gathered in their secret hideout, the attic of an old deserted mansion at the outskirts of town, known to locals as the Willows. It was here at the Willows that they explored the supernatural together, sharing stories that had been passed down by family members or discovered in dusty books at the local library. Fueled by the eerie atmosphere and creaky floorboards, it was always a lot of fun. With flickering candles casting dancing shadows on the walls, Clara unfolded an ancient dusty parchment she had discovered tucked away in the corner of the library. The parchment depicted a vibrant, multicolored arc stretching across the sky. It looked like a rainbow, but this was no ordinary rainbow. In ornate calligraphy, the parchment said that this rainbow acted as a gateway to a realm untold, and at its end resided a unicorn, a creature of purity and untamed power. The legend spoke of the unicorn's horn, believed to hold unimaginable magic, capable of granting wishes and unveiling the unseen. But the parchment also held a warning. The rainbow was a prism of mysteries and illusions, guarded by shadows seeking to protect the unicorn's magic from the greed of mankind. Unable to resist the lure of the legend, Clara and the rest of the kids in the Oddball Club decided to embark on a daring adventure to uncover the truth behind the mysterious unicorn of the rainbow. Equipped with determination and a hint of trepidation, they set out towards the edge of town where the rainbow was said to appear after it rained and just as twilight descended. As they ventured through the dense woods, the sky darkened, The rain fell, and the atmosphere became laden with anticipation. It was as if the children could feel the shadows watching them. But they put it out of their minds. After all, the sight of the ethereal rainbow piercing the gloom as the rain let up ignited their resolve. The rainbow was unlike anything they had ever seen, its colors vibrant, yet shrouded in an enigmatic mist. It seemed to pulse with a life of its own, a bridge between the known and the unknown. With bated breath, Clara and her friends stepped onto the rainbow, their bodies enveloped immediately in a kaleidoscope of colors. The journey across the rainbow was a surreal experience, the path shifting and changing beneath their feet, creating illusions that toyed with their senses. "I'm struggling to stay on my feet! The rainbow's moving everywhere!" shouted Bobby from the back of the group. "It's okay, Bobby!" Clara shouted back, ever being the leader. The air was thick with whispers of the past, and shadows danced around them, crafting visions of both wonder and warning. The children saw glimpses of fantastical lands, creatures of myth, and tales of treasures and traps. Clara, at the head of the group, felt a strange connection with the unicorn, as if its essence was calling out to her. The closer they got to the end of the rainbow, the more the shadows intensified around them, their forms shifting between protection and threat. It was a test of wills, a challenge sent by the guardians of the unicorn's realm.
"Do you dare go further?"
it seemed to be asking. Unfazed, Clara pressed on, her friends of the Oddballs Club following closely, their eyes wide with awe and fear. As they reached the final stretch of the rainbow, the atmosphere grew tense, the shadows converging into a vortex of darkness that surrounded the last gate, a shimmering veil that separated them from the unicorn's domain. The vortex pulsed with energy, its core revealing glimpses of the unicorn, its coat as white as snow, and its horn glowing with ethereal light. The children could feel the unicorn's power, its purity radiating through the veil, but the shadows were relentless, their forms swirling ever faster, voices rising in a cacophony of warnings and threats.
"Leave now, you must go. This place is not for you."
The shadows spun faster and faster. It was a battle of wills, a final stand between the children's desires and the shadows' duty to protect the unicorn. With determination in her eyes, Clara stepped forward, her voice rising above the chaos. "We seek not to harm, but to understand. We wish not for power, but for knowledge. Reveal the truth behind the legend, and let us witness the wonder of the unicorn's world." The vortex responded, its shadows shifting, revealing images of mankind's greed and the consequences of unbridled desires. The children saw visions of wars fought for power, lands ravaged for wealth, and creatures hunted for their gifts. It was a grim reminder of the cost of curiosity, the price of unearthing the unknown. But Clara remained steadfast, her gaze locked with the unicorn's eyes, a silent plea for trust and understanding. The air grew still, the shadows' whispers fading into silence, the vortexes swirling, slowing to a halt. The tension was palpable, the outcome uncertain, as the children held their breath, awaiting the unicorn's decision. With a flicker of its mane and a nod of its head, the unicorn stepped forward, the veil parting to allow its entrance into the known world. The children gasped in awe, their eyes meeting the creature's gaze, a mix of wisdom and innocence, power and vulnerability. The guarding shadows bowed in respect to the unicorn, their forms dissipating into the mist, leaving the children in the presence of the gentle beast, the legend itself brought to life. The unicorn approached Clara and touched its horn to her forehead. The connection was instantaneous, a rush of images and emotions flooding Clara's mind, unveiling the mysteries of the unicorn's realm and the secrets of its power. She saw visions of lands untouched by time, creatures of myth living in harmony, and magic flowing through every leaf and stone. It was a revelation, a glimpse into a world beyond imagination, a reminder of the beauty and wonder that existed beyond the boundaries of the known. Clara felt a warmth in her heart, a sense of gratitude and responsibility, as the unicorn's essence merged with her own, bestowing upon her the gift of understanding and the burden of protection. As the connection broke, the unicorn stepped back, its gaze lingering on Clara and her friends, a silent farewell and a final warning delivered mind to mind.
"It is dangerous to be as pure as I am in a damaged world. Monsters are everywhere. Some of them even look like people. They will try to change you, to break you, and you must battle to stay true to yourselves."
The rainbow then shimmered, the gateway closed, and the unicorn vanished into the mist, leaving the children awestruck. With their adventure at an end, Clara and her friends made their way back down the rainbow and home to the ground in their hometown of Somber Shores. The shadows watched from the darkness, their forms ever shifting as the children disappeared into the night. With the secret knowledge of the unicorn and its magical realm embedded in their minds, Clara and her friends returned to their everyday lives in Somber Shores. But as the days passed, they realized that the encounter with the unicorn had left a mark, not just on their memories, but on the very fabric of their existence. No longer did they innocently trust those around them, as children are apt to do. Now they looked everywhere for the monsters the unicorn had warned them about, and the oddball club meetings in the attic of the Willows Mansion were no longer the only place where fear lived. I don't know about you, beloved listeners, but I think that unicorn made the whole world feel like a scary place for Clara and her oddball club friends. It's all nice and well to be pure and magical, but don't go taking away kids' innocence. I mean, couldn't the unicorn have just told them how great it is to live in a rainbow? Am I right? Many thanks to Charlotte and the kiddos she looks after for today's story. If you all loved it as much as I did, then also be sure to check out Rainbow Surfers, a new show launching on the Go Kid Go network this week. Just search for Rainbow Surfers on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts to check out another set of stories in a rainbow-colored realm. And come back tomorrow for another episode of Ivy's Chilling Tales, because every Story Club member needs a little scare every day. Ivy out.
Do you like to laugh? Ah, who am I kidding? Who doesn't like to laugh? So, okay, if you love to laugh, you'll love Don't Break the Rules. It's a hilarious comedy improv podcast where the voice actors make up their lines on the spot and try to be the only actor who doesn't break the rules. These talented actors are great at coming up with silly scenes and stories when they follow the rules for the episode. And it gets even sillier when they accidentally break the rules. The stories are guided by suggestions from kids like you, and the episodes feature laughs, burps, and the occasional unicorn. So if you'd like to giggle and play along, be sure to listen to Don't Break the Rules wherever you listen to podcasts.